أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأعتزلكم وما تدعون من دون الله وأدعو ربي عسى ألا أكون بدعاء ربي شقيا فلما اعتزلهم وما يعبدون من دون الله وهبنا له إسحاق ويعقوب وكلا جعلنا نبيا ووهبنا لهم من رحمتنا وجعلنا لهم لسان صدق عليا صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 48 to 50 of Surah Maryam. The last we discussed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala relating the conversation between Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam and his father Ibrahim alayhi salam in a very very diplomatic, loving, kind, compassionate way, invited his father towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The father threatened to kill Ibrahim alayhi salam by stoning him to death, and hence Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam made the salam, and this is a salam not of peace, but rather a salam in which one would now leave somebody. And then he says, wa a'tazilukum wa ma tad'una min dunillah, I will separate from you and all that you worship besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. My original intention is not to leave you alone, O my father, but you are worshipping these idols. It is all around in our homes, it is in the city, it is everywhere. So I will have to leave you, but my original objective and intention is to leave these idols. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows once again that for the love of Allah, sometimes we have to leave a place. For the love of Allah, sometimes we have to migrate. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they migrated to Abyssinia. That migration took place twice. They had to migrate to Madinah Munawwara. Our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had to migrate. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam's migration was a continuous migration. And all of this was because of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hence he says, wa ad'u rabbi, that although I will leave you, I will continue to call on my Allah. In other words, I will continue to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Asa an yakuna bi du'ai rabbi shaqiyya, because I have the hope that I will never be unfortunate with regards to making dua to my Allah. And this is a lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches you and I, the reciters of the Quran, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that wherever we are, whatever our condition may be, whether we are facing the Qibla, not facing the Qibla, in every state, we can always continuously make dhikr of Allah, and we can always continuously make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we do not make dua, then we'll be unfortunate. It'll be a great misfortune on that person that doesn't at least turn his heart. One is to lift the hands and make dua to Allah. One is to turn the heart perpetually. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Uthmani sahab, Daman Barakatuhum, had said it so beautifully, that each time we make dua to Allah, each time we engage in dua, we've made a connection with Allah. We've made that call, we've dialed that number, and now we can speak from the other side. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is listening from the other side. Here we're saying ya Rabbi, on the other side Allah ta'ala is saying labbaik. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us this very very important lesson from Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Falamma'tazalahum, now when he departed from him, from his father and all the idols and his family members, etc. وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, and whatever they worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said he just had to depart. And obviously now there's a deprivation of fatherly love. there's a deprivation of companionship with one's father. So what happens? And what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does? There Zakariya throbbed for a son, Allah Ta'ala granted it. There Allah wanted to show the miracle of the birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed it. Here a father expels the son from the home, but this was not any son, this was Khalilullah, the friend of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah says, وَهَبَنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. We bestowed upon him, we granted him, we gave him as a gift, two gifts, Ishaq and Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now shows that there's no deprivation. You became Abul Anbiya, the father of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, by Ishaq alayhi salam, and then from Ishaq alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. These were Nabis of Allah. Wa kullan ja'alna nabiyya, and all of them we had made Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recompensed him, compensated him for that departure that he had to make from his father, for the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Anything we do for the sake of Allah will never go unrewarded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant something and something. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا, and we bestowed upon them, we granted the gift upon them, مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا, from our mercy. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا, and we made them all truthful on the tongues of people. In other words, people still speak about the greatness of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Sayyidina Ishaq, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. Whenever they are mentioned favorably. And this is one great gift that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed. Allah does not mention Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, the forefather of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in the ayats that come, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala preserved, and Allah ta'ala speaks about him separately in a different manner. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.